Once again, we thank you very much for your study of the Bible, verse by verse, with us at the Crockett Church of Christ, located at 7458 Highway 4 West, Senatobia, Mississippi, 38668. I give this description of the address so that you might have it, and would GPS come to visit with us on Sundays 9:30, 10:30, or 6 o'clock on Wednesdays nights at 7 o'clock and be a part of the studies with us there. After noting to you the importance of the verses that deal with the subject of baptism into Christ and that new life that we learn to walk in that new way, Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 6 and 16 through 18, I want to point out the fact that we nowhere teach that baptism alone saves an individual. Rather, that without faith it's impossible to please God, Hebrews 11, verse 6. Further, that we need to repent of our sins, Acts 17, verses 30 and 31, God commands all men everywhere to repent, to turn away from sin, that they might be saved from sin. Further, in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, confession of the Lord is so important that without it we cannot be pleasing to God and not have Him as our Lord and our Savior. We must confess Him. After that confession of Him in Acts chapter 8, the Ethiopian was told that he could be baptized when he asked the question, "What hinders me from being baptized?" And Philip said, "If you believe, you may." He said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And thus he was immersed into Christ. He went on his way rejoicing, the Bible tells us there in Acts chapter 8. You too can go on your way rejoicing as you obey the Lord fully and completely, as His Word unveils to you and me that we need to be people faithful to the Lord's Word. Thank you for your time today. Hope that you enjoy these verses of study. This is Robert Rawson speaking.